Hello to all the listener. I hope you all are well, even though the virus is spreading all over the world and many lives have lost. So there are so many difficulties are experiencing by many, many people. However, relation to that, what really difficulties that are going on relation to this virus, I have almost updated and set, record and send in, the other sort of with image. This is my, podcast reading His Holiness Dalai Lama's daily inspiration. So today reading is on the April the 9th. So I will read the quotation. Taking your own body and mind as the laboratory, engage in some thoroughgoing research on your own mental functioning and examine the possibility of making some positive changes within yourself. And this is very, important, very helpful. The suggestion, what His Holiness is saying, use our own life right here and now. When he use your body and mind, that is really more or less, in the Buddhist terminology, five aggregates, five skandhas, sometimes in Sanskrit. So that really includes sometimes almost everything what you have and what you are related physically as well as mentally. So, but bringing more closer to ourselves, then what here the His Holiness use your body and mind, use as a the place in here, the term he uses, laboratory, where the scientists, modern scientists, analyzed, investigate how and why and all those things. For example, I remember when this virus, coronavirus 19, officially announced by the Chinese authorities, initially hiding a little bit, but then officially announcing it. Then, I heard there was a positive, the element in that through the Chinese authorities saying they immediately share, the what's called the virus to the other world scientist, medical scientists, I'm sure the virologists and so forth, to understand the, the nature of the virus. And of course, all those analyses, all those investigations are done in these very sophisticated, very, complicated laboratories. And it is same here, His Holiness saying, use our mind and body. For example, this body that we have has so many, the what's called elements, so many elements. Ancient Asian way of talking about what are here, they talk about four, sometimes five elements, like fire, water, earth, wind, and space. Then, of course, the modern, the scientists, may have more than that. Sometimes I heard 13, 14, and so the building blocks of this body. And to, if we look at that physical body that we have, you know, the very young, but from newborn to the oldest man, I read an article recently, who's, I think, age 113 years old, who's a English gentleman. And, you know, he's still very healthy. And he talked about, during his lifetime, not those major events, you know, had taken place, but some of not very significant, but still very important to be, you know, acknowledged. So, you know, that 113 years old man's body and all those, you know, the substances of the building blocks of this physical body, you know, the, if we look at them, if we analyze them from in the, you know, the physical, you know, modern laboratory or more in the metaphysical, you know, the analysis done by some of those, you know, Buddhist teachers, starting from the Buddha himself, like the, you know, when Buddha taught to his followers four foundation of the mindfulness, you know, the first he taught relation to the body, analyzing the nature of the body, analyzing the substances, the building blocks of the substances of the body, analyzing and observing and you know, fully aware of what is going on this body, with this body, including our breathing. When we are breathing, the sensations, and fully, you know, aware of what is happening with this body. And then through that awareness, you know, some other relation to this body, like the body, you know, is a nature of impermanence. This is impermanence. This is not permanent. You know, the building blocks of the body do not have, you know, do not have the ability to keep this body continue. In certain extents, the building blocks of the body themselves has the, you know, potential to end this body. It is that kind of, you know, the nature is not come in the later, right at the beginning, right at the beginning. The substances or the building blocks of those materials of this body do not have the capacity, do not have the ability to continue this body forever. You know, constantly changing nature. Even there isn't a single shortest moment this body, you know, does not stay static. So observing that nature and you know, through the analysis, through the investigation, through the awareness in relation to the body, and bringing, you know, to in, within our mind, within ourselves, the nature of the body, you know, the understanding of the nature of the body, awareness of the nature of the body. And that is what here, I think, what His Holiness is, you know, saying about, use our body as a laboratory to understand the nature of the lives, to understand nature of the realities. And then same, our mind. When you talk about my mind, of course there are so many, you know, even in a second, even in the moment I start to record this, so many, although I try to concentrate what I want to say, what I want to share with you, but so many things are happening in our in my mental level, you know, in my mental state, emotions, thoughts, you know, the sensations, experiences, memories, you know, so many things are happening more or less at the same time. although the, in theory, in a Buddhist, according to the Buddhist texts, those psychology and epistemological texts, it says, you know, two different mental states cannot operate at the same time. Although we may see or we may experience they are happening at the same time. But these are the theoretical, you know, discussion. I'm talking about my own experience right here and now, relation to my thoughts, my emotions. So using those, my thoughts, emotions, experiences, memories, expectations, you know, using them as a laboratories, me to examine my emotions. At the moment, there is a sense of, you know, deep down, there's a sense of uncertainty because of this virus. There's a sense of sharing thoughts to the others on this planet. Many, many human beings are right here and now while I'm talking about going through so many difficulties, challenges, fears, concerns, worries. And also same time, I'm thinking about so many human beings are helping, very selflessly helping others, supporting others. So that kind of thoughts are also going on in my mind. So within my my emotions. And these are the something which I need to be aware of. I need to understand. And through understanding, through awareness of many different layers of thoughts and emotions, some are useful, helpful, need to be enhanced, need to be cultivated further. And some are, not very useful, helpful, need to be reduced, need to be, you know, if it is possible, need to be completely discarded, removed from my mental continuum. In that way, through that kind of observation, through that kind of analysis, here as His Holiness used the term examine, saying that on your mental functioning, and examine, analyze, observe, awareness. Those are the terms. Those are the actions that I need to take to really to understand, and then build the strategy. It is not good enough just to be aware of what is going on in my body, what is going on in my mind. What I need to do, I need to really bring the strategy, build the strategy, where I'm going to start, how I'm going to, bit by bit, to that emotions, thoughts which are constructive, that I need to, you know, to enhance them, bit by bit. You know, changing our thoughts, emotions, our behavior will take long time. Need good strategy. Need good what you call the consistency, continuation. You know, it will not work just one or two or a few days or a few months. Work very hard and then leave it. It will not work like that. It will not make that much progress. You know, they need some kind of consistency and continuation. Even if it's very short, very insignificant for the moment, but that kind of continuation, in that kind of consistency with the good strategy, will bring long term, will bring a, you know, very, what you call, noticeable, very noticeable changes, as His Holiness put it in here, you know, saying possibility of making some positive changes within yourselves. And changing our way of thinking, changing our way of behaving will take long, long, long time. As I think in English, there is an expression, I can't remember exactly how it goes. And my English, right at the beginning, is not good. Now, living in Tibetan community, it's slowly rusting bit by bit. changing old habit is not easy, something like that. Anyway, so, you know, think about, and particularly people who have received lots of teachings from those great teachers, have read lots of those amazing texts written by those great teachers. And, you know, particularly in this kind of hard time, not to give up, you know, not to give up. So therefore, in this recording, you know, in this podcast, my main suggestion based on this His Holiness quotation, saying that use our own mind and body, as His Holiness said, as a laboratory to examine, to analyze, to observe, and then to draw the strategy where need to be enhanced, need to be nurtured, some of those, you know, constructive minds, like bodhicitta, love, compassion, altruism, mindfulness, do that. Like I briefly touch on, like when the Buddha taught the four foundation of mindfulness, you know, very famously in the Pali text called Satipatthana Sutra. The main objects to be observed, to be analyzed, to be aware of are the here, the body, the feelings, the sensations, the mind, and so forth. And that is what, more or less exactly what His Holiness is saying. And observing and aware of the nature of our mind. Nature in the sense, in this level, so many, you know, emotions, thoughts, you know, the feelings, experiences, memories are passing through right here and now at a short moment of time, and seeing them, observing them. Then also taking some actions, just observing, just aware, although it's great, very useful, just observing, just being aware of the, you know, what's going on in this mind and body alone will not do that much. Although it's great, but it will not make that much difference. As here, the message is really through the observation, through the analysis, through the awareness, then have the strategy, have the, you know, the means and methods and skills to where need to be changed, change them. So that is the here, the quotation from His Holiness, April the 9th. So I want to say to the people, some of you may watch those, you know, regularly I record what I'm doing here and what's happening and so forth with the image. Some of you may not, but it doesn't matter. What I want to say here is save yourself, follow all those instructions given by those medical people, you know, authorities. Through that, they say that help, that even just observing that helps to them, helps to others. And then on top of that, physically, mentally, and financially, if you are able to help others, you know, with a conscious thought, very, you know, without any kind of if it is possible, without any kind of self-interest, without any kind of negative pride or arrogance, but with this sincere, genuine love and compassion to support others. Okay, thank you very much.